In this bulletin, hospitality restrictions in New South Wales set to ease from the 1st of June. The Federal Treasury revises the estimate cost of JobKeeper and concerns linger regarding the start of the AFL season. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government's JobKeeper wage subsidy program is now set to cost $70 billion rather than $130 billion. The Federal Treasury and Australian Tax Office have revised their figures for the program, with 3.5 million employees now expected to be helped instead of 6 million. Close to 1,000 businesses have made mistakes when reporting the amount of employees expected to receive assistance. The most prevalent error is reporting the volume of help estimated to be given instead of the number of potential eligible employees. And Australia's COVID-19 death toll has risen to 101 after the death of an 80-year-old woman in New South Wales. The woman acquired COVID-19 when attending an outpatient clinic at a hospital several weeks ago. New South Wales has recorded a total of 3 new cases in the past 24 hours after conducting more than 8,600 tests. They were all locally acquired with no new linkages between them. Victoria has at least 12 new cases, including 5 cases linked to the outbreak at the Cedar Meats Abattoir. 4 of the new cases are people in hotel quarantine, while there are 3 cases of possible community transmission. In Queensland, there have been no new cases of COVID-19. And up to 50 people will be allowed in New South Wales venues such as pubs, cafes and restaurants from the 1st of June. However, strict guidelines will remain in place, including the 4 square metre measure, with venues only allowed to have as many customers as can fit in accordance with the rule. Bookings of over 10 people will not be permitted and no one will be allowed to stand up in the venues. Once seated, all service must take place at the table. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state government has a no-regrets policy that aims to safeguard people's health and their livelihoods.
The Treasurer, who obviously has the most cause for ensuring we get those jobs back, losing 221,000 jobs in April was a disaster. We don't want to see that continue. We want to stem the tide, but also we want to do it safely. Now, Minister Dominello, as the Minister for Customer Service, is in charge of regulation across the state. He will be the one that will be ensuring that the industry has very clear guidelines on what they need to do, how strict we are and how safe we need to be during the course of the pandemic.
Moving overseas, and China wants to introduce a new security law in Hong Kong that could severely limit freedoms in the territory. It could ban sedition, secession and subversion. Last year, Hong Kong endured months of pro-democracy protests over a new extradition law. China's National People's Congress will debate the proposal today. A spokesman for the Congress set out China's case for the new law at a news conference in Beijing.
National security is the bedrock underpinning the stability of the country. Safeguarding national security serves the fundamental interests of all Chinese, our Hong Kong compatriots included.
Opposition politicians such as Dennis Kwok have condemned the proposal.
I just want to say to the international community that this is the end of Hong Kong. This is the end of one country, two system. Make no mistake about it, that Beijing, the Central People's Government, has completely breached its promise to the Hong Kong people, a promise that was enshrined in the Sino-British Joint Declaration and the Basic Law. And they are now completely walking back on their obligation owed to the Hong Kong people.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese is criticising calls for a consumer boycott of Wesfarmers. It comes after National's deputy leader and agricultural minister David Littleproud called for shoppers to avoid the corporation as it announced the closure or conversion of nearly 167 Target outlets. Target Country has been impacted the most, with 50 stores to be closed and 52 set to be transformed into small format Kmart shops. Wesfarmers will also convert 10 to 40 Targets to Kmarts and axe between 10 and 25 of its large format outlets. Mr. Littleproud says corporations are turning their backs on regional Australia. However, Mr. Albanese says avoiding Wesfarmers stores may make the situation worse.
I'm not sure what a boycott for Wesfarmers means, except people not going into stores and further job losses. I'm not sure what Mr. Littleproud's comments would result in and how that would be constructive.
To sport and Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas is urging his teammates not to linger on worries regarding the uncertain AFL season. Jonas says some players are concerned about the possibility of entering a Queensland hub when the game is set to restart on the 11th of June. He says it's really important to voice the concern so that players are able to help one another. Let's check out the weather for the start of the weekend in Perth. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow, 27 degrees in Adelaide, a shower or two, 17, 15 degrees in Melbourne, showers as well in Hobart, in Canberra, a shower or two, 13. The shower weather continues in Wollongong with a top of 17 degrees. In Sydney, a possible shower at 18. Much the same in Newcastle. It'll be partly cloudy in Brisbane, 19. Rain at times for Cairns, 21 degrees. And in Darwin, it'll be partly cloudy, 26 degrees for you. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest SBS News.